Thank you, welcome. I'd like to welcome everyone to tonight's Mesa City Council meeting for Monday, May 2nd, 2011. I'm Mayor Scott Smith. As always, it's an honor and privilege for me to conduct this meeting. We'll begin tonight's meeting with the invocation by Reverend Jerry Wilkerson from the Emmanuel Presbyterian Church. And Reverend Wilkerson will be followed by our Pledge of Allegiance led by Scout Jacob Toller from Troop 155. Please rise for the invocation and the pledge.
Let us pray. O God, as you anointed leaders and called prophets of old, lead us to recognize our true representatives and authentic leaders, men and women who love your people and can walk with them, who feel their pain and share their joys, who dream their dreams and strive to accompany them to their common goal. In your fire, with your spirit, embolden and commission us to transform our political system to serve your people and to bring real glory to your name. Amen.
Now will you join me in the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
Thank you. Please be seated. The first item on our agenda is the consent agenda. The consent agenda will be read by Kevin Christopher. Kevin?
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items in the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on term contract for backflow preventers for Water Resources Department. Item 3B, act on term contract for barricades and traffic control devices for Transportation Department. Item 3C, act on contract to replace carpet at 5 locations in 4 city buildings. Item 3D, act on contract to purchase new e-citation solution for Police Department and Municipal Court. Funding through an American Recovery and Reinvestment Act grant to the Police Department and a Judicial Collection Enhancement Fund grant to the Municipal Court. Item 3E, act on contract to purchase replacement surveillance equipment and upgrade installation for the Police Department. This is fully funded by RICO Asset Forfeiture Funds. Item 3F, act on term contract for educational promotional items for Fire Department. This is a partially funded grant. Item 3G, act on term contract for temperature-controlled locking drug cabinets for Fire Department. Item 3H, act to renew supply and service contract for precast electric valves for Energy Resources Department. Item 3I, act on contract to purchase 8 replacement irrigation controllers and master valves for Parks, Recreation, and Commercial Facilities Department. Item 3J, act on contract for ITS traffic signal conversions along the West US 60 corridor, project funded by a congestion mitigation and air quality federal grant. Item 3K, act on contract for ITS equipment for traffic cameras at 39 intersections throughout the city, projects funded by a congestion mitigation and air quality federal grant. Item 3L, act on contract for Kleinman Park basketball court replacement, projects funded from the approved fiscal year 10-11 Parks, Recreation, and Commercial Facilities operating budget. Item 3M, act on contract for construction of Fire Station 219, projects funded from the approved fiscal year 10-11 Fire Bond Capital Program and from the ARRA SCG grant. Item 4A, act on resolution authorizing sale of approximately 135 acres south of Randolph Road and west of Tweedy Road in Pinal County. Item 5A, introduction of ordinance regarding A08-16, annexing land located west of Crisman Road on the north side of Main Street, 9822 East Main Street. Item 5B, introduction of ordinance regarding Z11-03, 9822 and 9846 East Main Street, located west of Crisman Road on the north side of Main Street for a rezone. Item 5C, introduction of ordinance regarding Z11-04, 9822 and 9846 East Main Street, located west of Crisman Road on the north side of Main Street for a rezone. Item 6A, act on ordinance regarding Z11-06, 2400 block of South Signal Butte Road, located north of Guadalupe Road on the east side of Signal Butte for a rezone for development of memory care facility. And item 6B, act on ordinance regarding Z11-07, 239 and 257 South Power Road, located north of Broadway Road and east of Power Road for site plan review for development of a medical office building. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Is there any item a council member would like to remove from the consent agenda? Ms. Crocker, are there any requests from the public to remove any items?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay. We have a motion to approve the consent agenda from Councilmember Kavanaugh, a second from Councilmember Glover. Is there any discussion? Please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative, and the consent agenda is approved. The next item on the agenda is item 7A, to conduct a public hearing prior to release of petition for signature of the following proposed annexations. Annexation A10-05, annexing land located on the northeast corner of Broadway and Chrisman Roads, approximately 2.89 acres. Ms. Crocker, are there any requests to speak from the public?
No requests, Mayor.
Are there any questions or comments from the council? There being none, declare the public hearing closed. Conduct a public hearing on the proposed CDBG home and ESG annual action plan for fiscal year 2011-2012. Ms. Crocker, are there any requests to speak?
No requests, Mayor.
Are there any questions or comments from the council? Okay, there being none, declare the public hearing closed. Item 9A, these resolutions all relate to the city manager proceeding with application to the Department of Housing and Urban Development. And unless there is a problem, I would propose taking items 9A through 9E on a single motion and single vote. Is there any objection to that?
I'll make a motion to take items 9A through 9, is it F?
9E.
You want to go down to E?
Yeah, let's go down to E, because okay. 9F is a different issue.
All right, 9A through 9E.
We have a motion from the Vice Mayor to approve items 9A through 9E, and a second from Councilmember Kavanaugh. Are there any questions or comments? Please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative, and 9A through 9E are approved. The next item is item 9F, approving and authorizing the city manager to approve the City of Mesa Annual Action Plan for fiscal year 2011 and 2012. Do I have a motion? We have a motion from the Vice Mayor. Is there a second? Second from Councilmember Richens. Are there any questions or comments? Okay. Please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative, and item 9F is approved. The next item is to conduct a public hearing on the proposed modification to the downtown bus route. We have one request to speak from the public, Mr. Robert A. Brennan.
Yes.
Mr. Brennan.
Yes, please.
Please come on up.
Thank you.
And sir, if you, for the record, would restate your name and address, and you have 3 minutes.
My name is Robert A. Brennan. I'm 62 years old, been to the Vietnam War, I survived, and my employment insurance ran out. In the meantime, this bus route means a lot to us people to order to ride to Fry's Center, Fry's Extension in Maine, and come back, other than paying $3.50 for just to go to the store and back, and then the bus card is, you know, I just give it to somebody else, because that's all I need. And I'd like to retire real soon, and in the meantime, I just want to know more on this route. Is it going to go down, or is it going to keep going, continue? I got more information on what you people are going to do with this place.
Mr. James. Mike James, can Mr. Brennan, I think Mr. James, who's our transportation director, can sit down and go over the exact how it will affect the proposed routes will affect it? Because I think if you're looking at that, I don't have the map right in front of me. Yeah, I think it even on the proposals, it does not eliminate that.
Maybe we could just pull up that. Can we just pull up that slide? Do we have that just to show?
Because they have the route here.
Yeah, I'll show you.
Because what I read was going to eliminate from there, from the VFW, all the way to Extension, and then going to move it to Mesa Drive.
Well, actually, we will turn down We will come down from 8th Street on Cherry and then Extension, stop at the QT across from the Fry's in a one-way loop. So you will be able to serve. We'll go up Center. Mm-hmm. It'll go westbound on Brown, down Date, down Cherry, down Extension to serve the Fry's. It'll stop in front of the QT. You'll cross the street to go to Fry's.
I understand it.
And it's a one-way loop back.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Good day. Thank you much.
Good. Glad you came in.
Well, I have to say something, you know.
No, really. Thank you so very much for coming in.
You know, okay. Thank you. Good day.
No. Thank you. That's why we have these. You're, Mr. Brennan, you're welcome anytime. Please come in. Thank you so very much. Thank you, Mr. James. Okay, are there any other requests to speak on this item?
Request, Mayor.
Any questions or comments from the council? There being none, declare this public hearing closed. Next item is item 10B, which is actually to take action on approving the downtown bus route modifications. Entertain a motion. We have a motion from Councilmember Glover, a second from Councilmember Higgins. Any discussion? Please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative, and the motion carries. Ms. Carker, do we have any requests to speak from the public?
A request, Mayor.
Okay. We have a motion to adjourn from the Vice Mayor, second Councilmember Kavanaugh. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you so very much. Appreciate it.